We're finishing up your day, Siman Shin Chaf Gimel. We are in the Ramah. So we had a whole discussion. Challah is a type of truma. Officially, truma is batel echad b'meya, not shishim, but batel one in 100. This becomes a very relevant question because the woman of the house is mafresh challah. She leaves it lying around. Some little innocent kid comes by and says, oh, what's this doing here? Throws it back in. And this has happened to numerous families. So the official halacha is, if you don't know where it is, so it's batel be'echad u'mea, batel in 100. Now, we learned that by chalas chutzars, there might be room for leniency, certainly for a kohen, even maybe for a non-kohen, and there are all sorts of complicated whole sugya that we discussed. From Choros over there, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Svarim, contemporary Svarim, don't seem to want to be Mekel. Now, probably the reason they don't want to be Mekel is because there's a simple way out. And that is as follows. Let's see, how should we... Okay, based on the Gemara in Nedarim, Adaf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Nedarim, Adaf Nun Tes, tells us, it's all discussion with something has a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, something that could be eaten beheter, we don't apply rules of bittul. So the Gemara over there is talking about konamos, nedarim, and then a neder, you can undo the neder. If you can undo the neder, you can make a mutter. So something, I'm taking neder, but then it got mixed in, I want to say it's bittul. So the rule is, if I can undo the neder, then why should it be bittul? You just undo the neder. Poof, this food is no longer us at all. And then I don't have to use the mechanism of bittul. So the Gemara asks on that Nedarim Nun Tes, what about Truma? When you separate Truma, you can do Hataras Nedarim on the Truma and undo the Truma. The Truma is no longer Truma. The Challah, I separate Challah. It got mixed in. Okay, so the Gemara comes on and says that it's not a Davar Sheyesh lo Matirin, it's Batel Echa B'Meah. But what we learn from that Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Tes, is a super important yisod. And that is that truma can be, challah can be undone just like a neder can be undone. We have a concept called Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim can be done on challah just like it can be done on any other neder. This is discussed in one of the sources, Nedarim Daf Nun Tes. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Zayin, where he talks about there's an Isser to violate your vow. And there he said, okay, you can't violate your vow, quotes the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud, but there's a concept of Hataras Nedarim. I can't violate and undo the vow on my own, but I can go to a Beis Din and have them undo it. And then he goes on to say, it's the same thing with something with Hekdesh, with Tzedakah, as long as takes a neder for tzedakah, he can undo it as long as the money didn't yet go to the gabbai tzedakah. Once it goes to the gabbai tzedakah, he can't get it back. Then the chinuch goes on to say, "Va'afilu ala truma ve'ala challah," until it comes to the hands of the kohen. If it went to the hands of the kohen, then he can't undo it. Why? That's a whole discussion. Not for now. So, based on Gemara Nun Tes and the chinuch and their other rishonim, we see that the challah could be undone. So usually, it's not going to be batel echad b'meah. Because women like to separate challah generously. So it's not going to be batel echad b'meah, and then it goes back in. So now you have a problem. No problem. We can undo it. So let's see the Ramah over here. So we're in the Ramah, Shin Chaf Gimel. It's the first Ramah, but it's like two lines down. In the Fancy Friedman, it's on Daf Kuf Pei Tes. The two lines down. V'im. So last word on the page. Turn the page. V'imchozav in arva b'isa. Let's say a person's mafresh challah and it falls back into the dough. V'ein me'a v'echa levatla. You don't have 101 altogether to be mevatalit. 1 in 100. Im lo ochal ha'isa. If you didn't eat the dough, yish'al l'chacham aleha, you can go to the chacham and be matir neder, v'yatir lo k'neder. He'll undo it like he undoes your neder. Dinish'alin ala hekdeshos, just like a person could be shoel matir neder on something that he designates for hekdesh, V'yachlor v'yito chala acheres. And then it's a do-over, and he'll redo it and finish. The woman was mafresh chala. Then the chala went back into the dough. So we have a concept of hataras nedarim. You're going to undo it retroactively. So now what fell in was not chala at all. So you undid your act of hafrasha. So you're back to your original state of a dough that requires hafrasha's chala. And it's a redo, do over, and you'll just do it again. Okay, look at the shach, sifkatam vav. This is only if the dough is still around. And you could do a do-over. But if the dough is already finished, so then, if the dough is already, you finished everything. You ate it, baked it, ate it, finished. Nothing left. And then you realize that you ate the challah. So you could theoretically, retroactively, undo your afreshas challah. But then it turns out that then retroactively, it turns out you didn't eat challah, you ate tevel. So I don't know, there's a whole discussion about which is worse. I don't really understand the whole discussion because you have a little piece of challah. Someone ate a little piece of challah. Tevel, you turned the whole thing into tevel. So the whole thing is tevel. So that would seem to me to be a million times worse. So if there's nothing left, for sure you can't undo it. Now here's the question. What if he ate part of it, but there's plenty left? So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, that's no problem. Because we said in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat first and separate later. Here in Chutz La'aretz, they separated. Then it got mixed in. Then they baked it. They ate half of the bread they ate. But the other half is still left. So they can undo it retroactively. And now, but so they already ate half the bread? That's no problem. You're allowed to eat first and separate later in Chutz La'aretz. So it'll be a do-over, and a chutzlach, you can do it again. But in Eretz Yisrael, it won't work. Once someone eats part of it, already you can't do it, because then you'd be retroactively turning the dough into tevel, and by undoing the challah, you turn it into tevel, and that you can't do. So if the whole thing's been eaten, that's what the Shach's talking about, you can't do it. But even if part of it's been eaten, in chutzlach, it's okay, it's a do-over, and you'll just do it over. And in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do the do-over, because you've turned it into tevel retroactively. The person who ate, all the people who ate tevel, if you undo the hafrasha. And therefore, it will not work in Chutz La'aretz. Look at Sif Katon Ches. Sif Katon Ches in the Shach explains a little bit how this works, sort of. Nishon Alakdeshus, Kedilael, Siman Reish Nun Ches, Sivav, that's Hilchus. Yeah, it's stuck actually. Nechein Al Trumos, Umaisus, Kedilael, Kaman, Siman Shin Laman Al Sif Mem Ches. Like we'll see in Hilchus Trumos. Then came lo odif hafrasha sozu sha'amar tehei chala mineder. This is no better or worse, no different than a neder. The yati lo ma sha'amar tehei chala. He can be just like he can be matir neder. He can be matir the designation of this piece of dough as chala. The yachzer of yitol acheres. Okay, that's what he quotes shin lamet aleph mem ches. In Yerodash, Shin Lamed Aleph Menches, Hilchos Chuma. So there the Mechaber says, the short Mechaber. Hamafresh Chumas Umaisis V'nicham Aleihem. He separates Chumas Umaisis. He regrets it. He wanted to do take from somewhere else. Hareizeh Nishal L'Chacham Umatilo. He can go to the Chacham and do a type of Atar Sadarim, and the Chacham will allow it for him. Kidel Shematir Shar Nidarim. Like we do other Nidarim. V'tachzor Chulin K'mo Shaisa. It goes back to being Chulin, or goes back to being Teva. That's what the Shach says. If got the nine ches, v'aperos tevalim ad sheyafresh pam shnia osam sheyafresh tchila o peros aches. He has to do it again. It's a do over. So it goes back to being tevel, and it's a do over. And the same thing here with the dough. It's going to be a do over. Now, okay, there's a lot to say over here. Okay, now what about the bracha? The woman made a bracha. If you undo it, what happens to that bracha? So the Sfarim all say it's not a problem, even though you undid the original hafrasha, it does not turn the bracha into a bracha levatala. There's a famous ritva.
Make a new bracha.
Oh, so that's a separate question. Do you make another bracha? Good. We're not there yet. What happened to the old meaning? By doing this, I'm turning my wife's bracha into a bracha. Well, my wife doing it. We'll see who does it. You're turning the bracha, original bracha, into bracha lebatala. So based on the ritva and chulin, daf kuvav, there's a famous ritva there. It says, if I wash my hands for bread, it's just a dime. I say, Alan, it's just a dime. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to diet. I'm going to overcome my yetzahara, and I'm not going to eat the bread. I'm going to go for the carrots. And I don't eat the bread, it's not a bracha matala. Because when I wash Antia's name, I say Antia's name, my kavana was to eat bread. And the other changed my mind, it doesn't turn my bracha into a bracha matala. So that's the ritual that they apply over here as well, that's not going to retroactively turn your bracha into a bracha matala. Now, we saw from the Gemara, and from the Chinuch, and from the halacha over here, I think. I didn't say it over there. Once it goes to the Kohen, it's a problem. Now, what about a Kohen who's mafresh challah? Does that mean the Kohen's mafresh challah, so you can't do this because it's already biyad ha-Kohen? So, Chelkas Binyamin discusses this in Sifkat L'Chavav. No, I'm sorry, not Sifkat L'Chavav. I don't know where he discusses it, but he discusses it. He says, oh, the Biurim. Dear Maskelo, he brings down from the Chazon Ish and Ruchaim Kanievsky, even though it's a whole discussion, but it's still going to be okay. A Kohen has the right to do this just as a Yisrael has the right to do it. Now, what does this person do? So the person, let's say the man separated challah. Usually it's, you know, it's a woman's mitzvah for different reasons, and the woman does it. But let's say the man does it. So he goes to, no. So here it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though here the Lashon over here in the Ramah is go to the Chacham. And the Lashon in the Mechaber in Shin Lamed Aleph is go to the Chacham. However, in Yodeh Reish Chav Ches Aleph, it talks about you go to a Chacham Mumche, someone who's, the regular local Orthodox rabbi, I don't believe is holding in Hilchos Nedarim and Shavuos. You go to a real big time Chacham, or you go to three regular people. But then the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, Ein mumche roi lahati biyachid, that an individual is not fit to do it on his own. Now, when Yalkut Yosef brings this down, he just says, go to the Chacham. So maybe he's quoting the Mechaber and the Ramah that say Chacham. Someone told me, Rav Michal, father, said he was by Rav Yashiv. Someone came to Rav Yashiv for Ataras Nadarim, and he wouldn't do it on his own. He included Rav father, grabbed a third person, he would only do it as three, based on this Mechaber, that it shouldn't be done by an individual, it should be done by three, even if the person is what we call a chacham. The chachamim of nowadays, now I don't know if everyone agrees with that, but Rav Yashiv wouldn't do it on his own. Okay, so the person says that he regrets having separated this piece of challah for this piece of dough for challah. Yeah, the terminology is over here. I regret having made that piece challah, and had I known that I would later regret it, I would not have declared it as challah. That's it. And they say, okay, Chalkas Binyamin has a little bit different. They ask him, if you would have known, would you have done it? No, I wouldn't have done it. Okay. And then the Dayanim say, Hachala Betela, or Hafrasha Betela, or Mutulach, like they say by Hatar Sundar. So he has to regret having separated this piece of challah, because it was this piece of challah that fell, this piece of dough that went back in to the mixture. Oh, maybe the other piece would have fallen back in. I'll say, okay, I don't have to worry about that. That's the declaration. I regret having separated this piece, and had I known, I would have regretted it, and never would have done it. And then he has to do that in front of three. Now, as a general rule, you cannot appoint a shaliach to do this. You have to do it yourself. The Gemara Nedarim, Adav Ches, has a discussion. Can a husband be appointed by his wife? And the Gemara there says, if the three people are there, he doesn't have to go gather them, then the husband can be the wife's shaliach. And the Gemara says, we see that a husband can be a shaliach for a wife, and you need the three people to be there. The husband can't gather three people on behalf of his wife. Now, the Ran over there brings in Machlokes, how to understand the Gemara. Tosis wants to say, only by the husband is a discussion, but for sure, regular shaliach is okay. We do not paskin like Tosis. The Rambam says, no, only by the husband is a shaila, but by anybody else, for sure, it's no good. I cannot appoint my neighbor to go do hataras and darim for me. I have to do it myself. What about a woman? So the Gemara says, Shema mina baal nasa shaliach l'charatas ishto. So I could be a shaliach for my wife. So now here's an interesting thing. Because officially, api halacha, the dough belongs to the husband. The wife is doing that for Russia. Okay, but it's the wife who made the neder. The wife who made that for Russia. The fact that it's the husband doesn't really matter. It really is the wife that has to do that to Arsadar. But she can appoint her husband. But he's not allowed to gather three people because the shach says you're there, Reish Lamed Dalet involved, and shach says Sifkat and Ayin Aleph. Maybe she doesn't want the whole neighborhood knows that she made a mistake and that she needs to atar sadara to undo the challah. However, if she gives permission to go collect the three people, which you basically need to do it, so then that will be okay. So she's going to appoint her husband and Shaliach to do it if she wants. She doesn't do it herself. And she tells her husband that I give you full permission to gather the three people that we need in order to do this. The husband cannot be one of the three. Okay, now, the others that say that because it belongs to the husband, so he should be involved. So they say that if she's going to do it, he should appoint her as a shaliach. Or, more likely, he's going to do it, she's going to appoint him a shaliach. And she's going to give him permission to gather the three people. Now, I didn't have a chance to look this up, but this is in Orach Chaim Shimim Aleph, they say, if it's Tzorach Shabbos, let's say they realize on Shabbos that this happened, so in Eretz Yisrael, you have a problem because you can't help you on Shabbos. It's muksa. You have to wait until Shabbos. You can't eat anything. But in Chutz La'aretz, if it's Tzorach Shabbos, this is the bread we're eating at the Shabbos meal. So I can even do this on Shabbos. So it's the Tzorach Shabbos. So I'm allowed to be matir neder on Shabbos, but I can't be mafrish challah on Shabbos. But in Chutz La'aretz, no problem. I save a lachmaniyah for after Shabbos. I can eat everything else. After Shabbos, I go to the Lechmaniyah, and I take half the Lechmaniyah, and I re-designate it as Chava. Because I can eat first and separate later. That helps in Chutzos, doesn't help in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Then the question is, when the question you just asked, when redoing, does the woman make another bracha? Okay, not a simple case, not all the complicated cases. Thursday night, she's baking, she leaves the room for a minute, next thing she knows, little Yankala, the troublemaker, throws it back in, she has no idea where it is, he mixes it together, he doesn't have 100 to be mavatalit, so now she wants to do the Hataras of Dam. Okay, so she sends her husband, she appoints her husband to be a shaliach, and she tells him he has permission to gather three people. He goes to gather three people, and he says, my wife separated challah, but it got mixed up, and she regrets ever having separated that piece, and she never would have separated that piece had she known that this was going to happen. Had I known I'd regret it, I would not have designated that piece. Okay, and they say, challah b'teila, frasha b'teila, mutalach. Okay, so now it's a do-over. So now I have a big dough that needs hafrashas challah. So now she's going to do it again. Does she now make another bracha? So that's a $1 million question. Does she now make another bracha? So the way Chalkas bin Yamin brings it down, he brings down that some say not to make a bracha, but he says, harbe achronim, it seems, say you should make a bracha, and he said, v'chein nira ikr. The ikr is that you should make a bracha. However, you know, others say, throw out the card of suffix brachos lahakel. In the Hakashus Sefer, he says not to make a bracha. Yalkut Yosef says not to make a bracha. Now, why would you not make another bracha? It's a do-over. It's a total do-over. Now, some say that the original bracha, some say the original bracha goes on the second hafrasha. It's like all one big hafrasha. If I make a bracha on Bir Chametz, for B'dikas Chametz, in the middle, I take a break for an hour, which I'm not allowed to do. But I did it. When I resume my bedika, I don't make another bracha. As long as it interrupts before I started. Okay, that's all discussion. Anyway, so many poskim say that one can make a bracha. There are those that are choshish not to make a bracha. I guess Sfaradim, Yaakov Yosef says not to make a bracha. They shouldn't make a bracha. Ashkenazim definitely have on what to rely. Yes, to make a bracha. And if they don't want to make a bracha, they also have on whom to rely. So that concludes Yoredea Siman Shin Chav Gimel, undoing the Hafrasha to redo it so that we don't have a problem with the challah mixed in with the regular dough.